You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to Thursday, which it's weird to me that it's Thursday because, of course, we had the Monday thing off. But anyway, it's Thursday. We like to call that Friday Eve around here. Friday Eve and Boomer's on the board. Hey, bro. How are you?
I'm good.
You are?
It's Thursday.
It's just Thursday.
It's Thursday.
And what do you do with Thursdays?
You just kind of go with the flow.
Thursdays.
What do you do?
Anyway, it's Thursday, Friday Eve. All right. Hey, we're glad to have you. We got a great show laid on for you. So 3:30 p.m. today is supposed to be Boomer and McQueen. We had a last-minute stand-in. It's going to be Boomer and Lee from Huntsville. So we're glad that Lee's available, and she's always does a great job. So there's our lineup for today, 3:30 p.m. today. It's the Boomer and Lee from Huntsville. He looked at me like, did you forget? No, I didn't forget. It was emphasis. Boomer and Lee from Huntsville, 3:30. Then I got the triple dipper, so hit it.
The triple dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
That's right, the triple dipper, three stories, three themes, if you will, that you got to know as you run today's show. So anyway, full credit to comedian Bill Engvall, who coined the phrase, here's your sign. So we're going to have some fun today because I've got a series of what I would just call stupid stuff being done, said, or implemented by public officials. Like, it's one thing to say, okay, this happened with private money. It's altogether another when you're in public office and you do that thing and you're like, here's your sign. So we'll talk about that. Number one of the triple dipper, I'm actually calling it, here's your sign. Number two, I didn't get to it yesterday, so it's next out of the gate, fossil fuel fallacies. And I'm glad I waited today because some new news broke today about efforts that the Biden administration is truly making to try and crush our energy economy. So yeah, fossil fuel fallacies is going to be number two on the triple dipper. And then number three, there's been a lot of talk. I mean, even the liberal media is beginning to discuss the concerns about President Biden's age. I contend that it is not his age, it's his capacity or his infirmity. I mean, I had a guy in my life who was in his 90s, was sharp as a tack, still driving himself around town, just good as gold. And it was when he died when he was 99. We're not seeing that with Biden. I think the issue is not age, it's age versus infirmity. And that's what we're going to talk about, number three on the triple dipper, age versus infirmity. All right, let me move over to my comments here, and I'll just remind you guys, Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care is a chain of clinics all throughout North Alabama, and they are open 7 days a week. They do amazing work. They're good at what they do, and this is who I use personally, actually, Southern Immediate Care. And I would encourage you, check them out. If you need medical care 7 days a week, I'm talking weekends, y'all, Southern Immediate Care. And they are the sponsor of the daily Right Side Way monologue. All right. I'm about to call out my governor on this one. And I'll tell you this first. Yesterday, I saw a tweet from Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves. I mentioned it on the show briefly. He was announcing to the world that despite all the screechers out there that are lining up to put masks and mandates in place again because COVID has apparently suddenly resurfaced. Well, Governor Tate Reeves of Mississippi was announcing that as long as he's governor, that ain't going to happen on his watch. His tweet specifically said, "There are some on the left that still want COVID restrictions, but let me say it again, there will be no mask mandates, COVID vaccine mandates, or lockdowns in Mississippi." All right, y'all, that's what I'm talking about. Unequivocal and easily understood. Now, some years ago, and I mentioned this before, I told Rick Perry when he was running for president, that I wanted a God-fearing gunslinger in the executive office. Someone who is not faint of heart, someone who can care about people and direct traffic with the authority of their position all at the same time. Someone who operates decisively while also listening to wise and carefully selected counsel. Someone who's hard to brief because they've already studied the issues deeply but will still hear the presentation and ask some pointed questions. Someone who will admit mistakes and tell you what it'll take to ensure they never happen again. I don't think we have that much of that available in the public arena right now. A God-fearing gunslinger, that's what I want. Well, I get asked all the time, so what would you do? What would you say? Well, it's fine to have opinions. But I'm usually kind of loath to advance my own thoughts under the guise of, well, if I was in charge, I'd do it this way. But listen, we are halfway through the final term of Governor Kay Ivey, who has not wowed anyone as a gunslinger by any stretch. Who we want to have serve as our chief executive of the great state of Alabama should already be on our minds. We've just come through an incredibly trying time as the state was subjected to the COVID pandemic and a vastly overreaching and poorly executed response even at the state level. So really, in light of all that we've been through, I find myself asking, what should a state's governor say or do in a crisis? What would a God-fearing gunslinger do? Well, I recognize that God has given me this platform right now, this radio platform, and it's an honor. I don't take it lightly. I also recognize he's given me a particular set of experiences, experiences honed by a long career of service leading troops or serving in the front lines of a war zone or practicing law or counseling and ministry and as an elected state lawmaker. All those experiences are not for nothing, if you know what I mean. So as I considered my time with you today and the usual preparations for a monologue were underway, I found myself revisiting the past several years, rethinking the means by which our current governor responded to the crisis of COVID, and a list of what I really would like to see began to fully gel. So what do I want from a governor in a pandemic or, for that matter, any crisis management situation? What do I want to see from a God-fearing gunslinger? How should I feel after I've heard that person speak to the matters at hand? Well, here you go. Here's my list. In a crisis, I want a leader who will stand up quickly in the presence of the people they were elected to lead and start off by saying with steely-eyed confidence to the people of the state, we will get through this and we will be here tomorrow. I want a leader who will say, I don't know it all, but there are people in my administration who do, and if they don't, I'll find those that can join our team. I would want to see a governor serve as a true leader in a crisis by immediately establishing a war room, like an interagency public-private coalition of senior representatives whose sole mission in life until the crisis abates is to bring every aspect of their departments to bear. In a crisis, I would want a governor to appoint one person with senior-level staff management experience, potentially from the military or the private sector, no bureaucrats, appointed to be the head cat wrangler with full authority to whiteboard out every option, turn over every rock, and pull from every corner. And I would want that governor to assign that special chief of staff the duty of meeting with the governor daily and presenting actual measurable, achievable metrics by which we can measure success so the people of the state know what the goals are. I would want the governor to not long suffer any fool who let turf wars prevent their assets from being of good use to help people in a crisis and be willing to replace anybody, no matter who they are, who impeded that capability. I would want that governor to meet with the press at least once a week during a crisis, to answer questions candidly, to direct their attention to the good, the bad, and the ugly. It's not about appearances or poll numbers. I would want a governor who would make known that following the science is only one aspect of decision-making in a crisis management, that considerations of things like culture and faith and liberty and law have to always play into every option on the table. The kind of governor that I would want would make clear that the government is not the end-all, be-all, and call for and incentivize and galvanize voluntary support and cooperation in the private sector with all of its vast resources and capabilities. I would want a governor that would refuse to allow politics to play into decisions that affect life, limb, or property. Politics cannot be a part of any discussion about decisions that affect education and the economy. That kind of governor I'm talking about would openly say they did not get elected to get reelected and that doing right ain't that hard. The kind of governor I'm talking about would make clear that fear and shame are not tools of their administration. If a behavior is believed best, then the leader should point to it in the increasing numbers and not blame other people for death and destruction that they had no part of. I would want a governor that would mandate that government hires nobody, like freezes hiring, and does not expand government when the people in the private sector are suffering or in crisis. I would want a governor, too, that would make sure that relief funds, any relief funds at all, are made available, are not earmarked for state and growing government, that they are given back to the people through things like tax cuts and sales tax holidays and hiring incentives. I would want a governor, y'all, that would make known that any crisis-induced excuse to commit a violation of civil liberties would not be tolerated on their watch and would make the preservation of our individual and corporate rights a priority, evidenced by the work it does with the state legislature and the attorney general, regardless of their party affiliation. Y'all, I'm telling you, the kind of governor that I'm talking about would get out there in a crisis and walk among the people, eat at their restaurants, frequent their parks, visit their churches, hug their necks, shake their hands, and if necessary, visit them at the hospital. It is not enough to just speak confidently. A good leader has to be out there walking under fire and exuding confidence to those they lead. So the bottom line, y'all, is that over my years, I've watched folks who did exhibit those traits. I have served with leaders who inspired me, both military and civilian. None of the traits that I just cited are imaginary. I have watched all those things happen in real people's lives, and they are real. And when the people are in crisis, they are needed. So what do I want from a governor from my state? I want a leader who can and will do all of the above. Looking back over the last few years, you tell me honestly if you believe that our current governor met those pure leadership standards. I don't see it, not by a stretch. You show me a governor who will do those things, and I will be their champion. I will donate funds to their campaign, knock on doors, and extol their virtues. I'm telling you. Is there a God-fearing gunslinger in our future? God Almighty, I hope so, because we need him for such a time as this. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, there you have it. There's my treatise on what I would like to see in the next governor for the state of Alabama, because I don't see it in the current governor. And I don't dislike her as a person. I really care for her as a person. But her tenure in office has been marked by not actually getting it done, just sort of working their way through slowly and ponderously. And then I watch other governors like Tate Reeves get out there and just say, here's the deal. I'm looking for a God-fearing gunslinger, y'all. Every one of us should be. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. I'm talking about, wow, making it cool to be a conservative. That's what we do around here. Well, text lines are open. Some of y'all, a lot of y'all already found that out. 833-687-4448. You want to text it in or call it in, it's the same number. It's 833-68-RIGHT. Go on in and join. By the way, text lines went bananas. It was yesterday. My days are blending. Wasn't it yesterday we did the... It's a classic rock thing.
Oh, yeah, that was yesterday. Can't even keep up with the text messages.
I mean, it like consumed us for a whole half hour.
A whole time.
Yeah, it was awesome. We did a thing at the very end of the show just on a whim. I came back from break and he goes, you know what? And I just said, I want to know what classic rock song best. Don't start again. What classic rock song best typifies the Biden administration? And the phones went bananas. I don't mean like a little bit. I mean like... We just spent the next half hour just reading people's texts and cracking up. I mean, there were some good ones in there.
There were some great ones in there. And songs that I either hadn't heard of or hadn't even thought of.
Yeah.
You know, it was great.
Yeah. I mean, it was just hilarious. You guys are an amazing audience. What else have I got in here already?
I see about six or seven of these messages saying, Phil for governor. No. I think Phil should run for governor. Look at this guy. He should run.
No.
That's what I see.
Don't go wishing that upon me.
I could go through all these text messages right now and just see it. Wow.
No.
I'm going to put you on the ballot.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I have watched that office eat people alive, and I don't know that I would. God's going to have to do a special calling, very, very special calling. But anyway, JT from Lacey Springs says, monologue, that gets a hallelujah. Also, define Thursday as Friday for those who have a four-day work week. That's true.
Yes.
I guess it could be. Thank you, JT. John from Huntsville. Phil, nice monologue, and I want a governor who's awesome. Okay, thank you, John. I appreciate that. He said, hey, I got an idea. No, I'm not. Thank you, John. Okay, I see it's one of those. It's one of those texts you were talking about.
Oh yeah, there's quite a few of them. You're going to run into a lot of them.
But he wants you to be lieutenant governor.
Oh boy.
Nice.
I'll just mingle in the background.
but John also did ask though. He says, "Hey Boomer, did McQueen cancel for today because she had to take some time to make her picks for the Right Side Pick'em?"
That's probably what it was. She totally lied about having to do some dental work. That's what it was today, and all she wants to do is make the correct picks.
Yeah, that's what I would choose as my excuse. I've got to go to the dentist.
Man, the dentists are horrible.
Yeah, but what I hate is that she has to go.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, this is...
Ouch.
This was not one that was scheduled in advance.
No, it was not.
Yes. So, blessings upon our friend McQueen. Ken from Harvest. Will be, okay, thank you, Ken. I appreciate you, man. Graham from Meridianville says, next governor of Alabama, Marshall Ainsworth or other? Your thoughts? I think it's going to be Marshall Ainsworth or other. That's what I think.
Ken from Harvest, they go, we'll be praying that God gives you that special calling.
Okay. Allie from Athens loved it. She said, the quote, "I would want a governor" is one of your best, Senator. Thank you. I appreciate it, Allie. And that one's going to be out there. I actually called that one God-fearing gunslinger. That's what I want. God-fearing gunslinger for governor. So there you go. Crazy Joe from Decatur. Thank you, Crazy Joe. I appreciate you very much. Brian from Huntsville talking. He says, instead of weekend at Bernie's, it's years at Biden's. That's true. That's where we are. That's going to be related to number three on the Triple Dipper. I'm doing it called Age Versus Infirmity. Years at Biden's is the same as weekend at Bernie's. Yeah. But unfortunately, at least weekend at Bernie's didn't impact millions of people's lives. JT from Lacey Springs says, Carter brought us a Reagan. Maybe Ivy will bring us a Wyatt Earp. I like it.
Water.
I like it. Tombstone was on last night, by the way. You know why I know I married the right woman? Because I walked in the room and she's sitting there by herself watching Tombstone.
Wow.
Yeah. Come
impressive.
On.
Impressive.
And Tyler from Huntsville, thank you. Appreciate it, Tyler. Thanks for the text very much. All right, listen, we got plenty of stuff on tap for you. This next thing we're going to do here, I'm giving full credit. I have to. It's not my gig. It's his. But Bill Engvall, I love the redneck comedy tours. And they're always, they're clean and they're hilarious. And Bill Engvall, he's even said he did not expect to have as much attention come out of his original routine of "here's your sign." But the phrase was coined because, in his words, the sign should be worn by stupid people, bearing the warning that they are, in fact, stupid. So that's where we're headed. I've got a series of things that have been done by people who actually hold public office, and you look at it and go, "Here's your sign." So we're gonna have some fun with that one. Do you and Boomer? Did you actually have it like ready? Don't you?
Here's your sign.
Perfect. Perfect. All right. It's gonna be both maddening and enjoyable all at the same time. If you can get mad and laugh, sometimes you gotta laugh when you get mad. But if you can get mad and laugh at the same time, we're gonna make it happen. Text lines will remain open. You guys, 833-687-4448. Come on in with it. We'll take your comments and read them along the way. And yeah, I'm just telling you, this is going to be a good one. Here's your sign is up next. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.